Thanks for listening to today's Real Estate for Breakfast podcast. I would now like to tell you a brief story about how trust in the law is earned through genuine actions. In the era of fake news, I have come to long for the days of reliable and uncorrupted news that is not to be confused with the opinions of network meteorologists and other talking heads. I relish the days when professionals such as Walter Cronkite, America's anchorman, sat in the CBS anchor chair. Cronkite was not only considered the most trustworthy news journalist, but quite possibly the most trusted person in America. I have fond memories of my dad and I listening to the iconic Walter Cronkite deliver the news every night before dinner. The day's events made for great dinner conversation. Cronkite was always calm, authentic, and yes, even a bit old-fashioned. Known as Uncle Walter, he concluded each evening with the same message, and that's the way it is. To this day, hearing Mr. Cronkite's name evokes good feelings of reassurance. Only Walt Disney's name generates as much goodwill. So it shouldn't seem surprising that when I began to receive multiple emails and letters from another Mr. C or Mr. Cooper, making relentless financial overtures almost every other day about my mortgage, that I became a bit resentful. If you don't know Mr. Cooper, he, or rather it, is the new brand name for one of the mortgage industry's more notorious loan servicers, NationStar. In 2016, after incurring millions of dollars in federal penalties and fines for multiple consumer and regulatory compliance violations, NationStar heads announced that they were rebranding to Mr. Cooper to redefine their business philosophy within the mortgage industry. NationStar's high-priced market researchers deemed the name Mr. Cooper as most trustworthy. As far as I am concerned, Mr. Cooper is in the same company as Countrywide, Ocwen, and HSBC. In short, Mr. Cooper was starting to get on my last nerve. As a professional in the industry, I see the mortgage company's multi-million dollar rebranding efforts as a shallow attempt to fool the public. It's like slapping the words new and improved on a bottle of Tired laundry soap or cheap shampoo. Sorry, but you can't hide your past bad behavior behind a streamlined font or newly minted promotional items. Trust is earned. Mr. Cooper, to paraphrase the late presidential candidate Lloyd Benson to Dan Quayle, you are no Mr. Cronkite, or for that matter, Walt Disney. You can't earn the public's trust with a simple name change. To bear a resemblance to these iconic men, you need to exhibit reliability, consistency, transparency, responsiveness, knowledge, and even humility. Trust is earned when you deliver the promised service or product on time and at a fair price. And that's the way it is. Mr. Cooper, if you liked what you heard, please share this with your friends and family. If you have any questions regarding how this podcast relates to real estate or contract law, definitely call my office. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.